listening to David Kaplan. Weekdays 9 to noon on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
We don't get fooled again.
Welcome back. ESPN 1000 with Danny Zetterman and Chris Black. I'm David Kaplan. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So, what is the biggest key tonight? I mean, obviously, everyone's going to go, Mitch. For me, it's Matt Nagy's play calling. Number one, hands down. Number two is the offensive line. I'd put Mitch third. Black, where would you put Mitch? Is he number one key for you?
With the options you just gave or just overall?
Anywhere. You can pick any key you want. Number one key.
I would say the number one key is probably the defense needs to play like they are a great defense, because if they can do that, I think even a subpar Trubisky tonight can keep them in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they can still win based on the defensive effort. And if we see Khalil Mack show up and be a top five player tonight, which, quite frankly, we really haven't seen this season, I think the Bears can definitely dictate policy to the Cowboys based on the defense. So I wouldn't say that Mitch is the number one key, because they've won before in the past when he's been so-so. So if he's just so-so average, I think it's okay. Just don't completely screw up. And that's kind of like what Trubisky's been, right? Like, he's not been good. He's been so-so, but he doesn't have train wreck games. Like, that's a thing that if you ever wanted to point to Jay Cutler, is that Jay Cutler, even though he was a better quarterback, he had train wreck games, and he just couldn't get out of his own way sometimes. It feels like Trubisky may not be as skilled, but he doesn't have the game where he throws four picks,
mm-hmm.
and he takes a sack and, you know, a safety in the end zone and turns it over on the one. You know, like, he's bad, and he's not leading the team to wins, but he's not completely killing the team. And I think that's why, to this point of the season, you have the opinion that he could still be good. Because if he was completely a train wreck in these spots, then I think everyone would be off board. There wouldn't be no Trubisky truthers left. But there's a few of you who are out there who are listening who think that Trubisky could still be a really good quarterback. And I think it's because Trubisky doesn't completely fall apart in these games. He's not great, but he doesn't fall apart. So I think he's not the number one key to me. I think it's the defense. We need to see Khalil Mack. Roquan Smith needs to stand out. He needs to be a guy tomorrow that the national media is talking about as an upcoming star. And I'd also like to see Eddie Jackson do something. Hit someone in the hole tonight. You know, make a play. Score a touchdown on defense. I think that's the number one key. Control the line of scrimmage. Stop the Cowboys running game. Don't let Dak hurt you down the field. And then hope that the offense doesn't completely screw it up.
Danny?
I have two keys, one on each side of the ball. The key, obviously, on the offensive side of the ball is Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very good against substandard teams. Let's see how he does against a really good defense that has a solid pass rush. The second one is going to be the Bears' secondary, and Prince Amukamara is doubtful. Dak Prescott leads the league in yards passing, and he's third in the league in touchdown passes. Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup are really good wide receivers.
Randall Cobb, too.
Yeah, and Randall Cobb as well. But those two guys are really good wide receivers. The Bears' secondary is going to get tested tonight, mm-hmm. and I think they're the key on defense.
Yeah, I subscribe to two analytics sites. One's called thelinebacker.com. It's a great site. And the other is Sportsline. And the linebacker plays every NFL game 50,000 times on the computer. They get this proprietary software. And here's what the linebacker and Sportsline. Sportsline plays him 10,000 times. The linebacker has, for tonight's matchup, average margin of victory, Dallas 23.4 to 18.6. So they've got the game going under the posted total of 43.5. It's the highest total for a Bears game this year. And they've got Dallas winning the game to cover the spread 67.8% of the time. Sportsline rates their plays A, B, or C. The only game on the board the entire week that is ranked a B play. Every single other play is a C. They don't have any A-level plays this week. The only B-level play is the Chicago Bears plus the 3 points. And they have Chicago winning the game outright 19-18. Sign me up. I'll take it right now. Right now. That'd be awesome. But we'll see. 1918 Chicago. So we'll see how that all works out. They do also have a B-level play on the Bears, obviously, on the money line, plus 141. 312-332-3776. Nick's in Glenview. He's next. Hey, Nicholas, what's going on, Sparky?
How's it going, Cap? Nice to speak to you again. Bleck, you literally just said there's Trubisky truthers out there somewhere. No, they're sitting right next to you. Can I please get some clarity from you guys? It was 2 years ago. He just needed another season with Nagy. Now it's just how many more games is it going to take, Cap? Is it, after DeMarcus Lawrence tears him down tonight, he gets sidelined. Is that going to be enough for you to just move on? Or are we going to need another season next year? Are you going to re-sign him for 4 more years? What do you guys need? He's terrible.
Nick, listen to me and listen clearly. He will be your quarterback next year. They may bring someone.
I'm a Cowboys fan. He definitely won't be mine, thankfully.
I hope you wake up in Glenview tomorrow and you're drowning in your tears. That would be just phenomenal. That would be just awesome. You're a Cowboys fan in Glenview, Illinois.
I'm the same guy from yesterday and the one that called Abdallah the Irishman ruiner. But all jokes to be aside, I'm going to come out there with my kid that I tagged you in the post. I'm going to see you at Station 34 tonight just so I can laugh at all the Bears fans, man. Thanks a lot, guys.
Make sure you come up. We're going to take a picture, okay?
Will do.
See you, kid. Nick in Glenview. That'll be cool. Station 34 is where I'll be watching the game tonight in Mount Prospect.
I just love that he says we don't have to look for the truthers because I'm sitting next to one.
That's it. Look, I'm honest, man. When he plays bad, I say it. When he plays well, I also say it.
Well, we could argue about playing well, but okay, go ahead.
Don't go there. Didn't end well for Boyle yesterday. Won't end well.
I think he's fine. I think Boyle is fine.
I love Boyle. Let's go back to the phones. He'll be in, by the way, tomorrow. 312-332-3776. Phone lines are hopping. Tom in Oak Lawn has some words for Chris Black.
What up?
Hey, Tom, what up?
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show, by the way. I got to tell you that. Hey.
Thanks.
I literally just got in my car, turned on the radio, and I heard Chris saying that, and I literally, in the middle of Trubisky, I forget how you worded it, and the defense has to score a touchdown, and yeah, it'd be nice to see this defense step up. But what about the freaking offense doing something, okay, consistently, okay? If you watched ESPN this morning, Trubisky is a terrible quarterback ranking-wise. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He's not consistent. He's a nervous wreck. I pray to God the kid really steps up to the plate and plays well tonight. Believe me, I'm not wishing for him or anybody to fail, but and he will be the quarterback next year. But I hope they bring somebody in that outshines him and plays better, and he could sit on the sidelines. And I don't know. I just disagree 100% with what I heard from Chris Black, and I didn't hear the whole thing. But what I heard, I want the offense. I want the defense to kick butt, yes. But I don't want to rely on the defense. I want to rely on our offense and the tools that are and Cutler, I think, and you guys might have a different opinion. I don't think he had the talent around him that Trubisky does. And other people may disagree with me. But I'm going to listen to what you have to say. But go Bears. I want a big win tonight. And I'll just keep listening.
I'm right
great
there
day,
with
guys.
You, kid. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's time for the offense to put on their big boy pants against a very solid defense and go out and play well tonight.
Well, that's fair. And I understand what Tom is saying because mm-hmm. my take is kind of assuming that we're going to get mundane nonsense from the offense. Mm-hmm. So the defense has to take care of everything. I mean, that's it. That's what it is. When this year has the offense led the way? Against good teams.
They haven't.
Okay, well, that's my perspective is heading into this game, we're going to need to see the defense completely dominate the Cowboys for the Bears to win because I'm not expecting the offense to show up and put up 40 points because Trubisky threw 5 touchdowns and looks like a top 10 quarterback. That's not happening. It's not going to happen.
I just want
you can spin it however you want, Cap. It's not happening. He's not going to do that tonight. I feel confident in saying that that's going to not happen.
So you don't see you and Abdallah in your seats watching him throw for, I don't know, 385, four scores, and the Bears blow out the Cowboys.
It'd be nice.
I didn't say they
were going
to.
Let's see it. It'd be nice.
It'd be awesome.
We have yet to see that physical evidence in the past. Therefore, why would we believe just nonsense that he's just going to show up tonight in a big spot with a lot of pressure and do it tonight? The defense is going to have to lead the way.
I want the offense to carry their fair share. I'm not asking them to score 48 points. I'm not.
But, Cap, if they've carried their fair share to this point in the season, we wouldn't be in this situation that we're in tonight.
No question.
Playing the Cowboys, hoping that our season can just stay alive, and hoping that teams ahead of you, the Vikings and the Seahawks, lose football games. If the offense would have carried its weight at all this season, they would be a playoff team. But we have not seen that. And we've seen it against bad teams. The Redskins, the Lions, and the Giants, they're terrible. Okay, so until the offense actually shows up against a D, what happened the last time this team was on primetime television at night against a team fighting for the playoffs? Trubisky looked bad against the Rams. The offense didn't move the ball down the field. They didn't score enough points. They lost the football game. Why would we expect anything different?
Don't disagree. But how different does that game look if they make the first field goal, they don't eschew the second opportunity, and they make that kick makeable in the 40s, and they kick the third one? All of a sudden, they're 9-0 up instead of trailing in the football game.
Okay, how different would the game look like if Chase Daniels started from the get-go?
And all those things you just said have to do with somebody other than Trubisky making plays.
But he took that them
has
down.
To do,
but
Dan, that's
but he
fine.
Took them down the field, though.
That's fine. But that has to do with other players on the field making plays. What Chris Bleck is saying to you right now is it comes down to Mitch making plays. I understand what you're saying about if Eddie Pinheiro made kicks, if Matt Nagy had faith in Eddie Pinheiro to make that other kick. That's fine. That's all putting it on someone else. All Chris is saying is tonight on the lake, it's got to be on Mitch's shoulders. It's got to be.
He's got to play.
You can't put it
well.
On Eddie Pinheiro. You can't say if the defense made a tackle. You can't say what if David Montgomery ran for 100 yards. Mitch Trubisky has to play like the number two overall pick, the franchise quarterback, if this team is even going to sniff the playoffs.
I don't disagree with anything you said there. All I'm saying is in that Rams game, catch the football. Catch the football.
But you're putting it on other people.
Correct.
You're putting it on other people. Mitch has not been a good quarterback this year.
Don't.
We can say that the Bears lead the league in drop passes. We can say Eddie Pinheiro sucks. We can say that Akeem Hicks has been injured and Danny Trevathan's been injured.
Mitch has to be a stud tonight.
There's so many reasons, but every team in football deals with those same things.
Agreed.
The Bears aren't alone in drop passes. The Bears aren't alone in injuries. The Bears aren't alone with bad kickers. There's bad kickers all over the NFL. But the Bears have a franchise quarterback who, until the last two games, was arguably the worst starting quarterback in football.
Don't disagree with anything you said. He's got to go out and play his tail off tonight. He has got to be, people go, whoa, that guy was really good tonight. So let's see. We'll see if he can do it. 312-332-3776. Shane's in Hyde Park. Hey, Shane, what's going on, Sparkles?
Good morning, Cap. Good morning, everybody. I just got a really quick theory. Happy holidays, first of all.
You too.
I think Coach Nagy is going the way of Mick, Rocky's training coach from the old Rocky franchise. Everybody knows Mitch loves to get out the pocket. Nagy wants him in the pocket. I think Nagy's teaching him a little southpaw action, and when he finally gets to learn how to throw in the pocket, maybe he'll unleash a quarterback that we all know is not good for the Bears right now. But maybe he'll get better. Bear down, go Bears, let's get a win tonight.
You got it. Enjoy the game, buddy. 312-332-3776. Scott's in Cal City. Hey, Scott, welcome, man.
Hey, good morning, Cap. First-time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, that that first game with the Bears, I happen to be a Packers fan, by the way, but that first game with the Bears was really close and was kind of sloppy. And I know that the Bears, being division champions from last year, in order to be the best, you have to beat the best. And I'm hoping that the Bears actually bring an A game to Lambeau Field when they play in 2 weeks, because I think that the Packers are going to really give them a run for their money.
Well, I'm not worried about the Packers until we have to worry about the Packers, Scotty, and thanks for the call. Worry about tonight. Go out and take care of business tonight, and let's enjoy a great Friday, go into the weekend and go, oh boy, 7-6 going to Green Bay. And then we'll worry about Green Bay then. Just go out and win tonight. Black, how much fun would it be to be Chris Black tonight at Soldier Field? Bears win. He's walking back to his luxury condominium in downtown Chicago going, oh, I just saw the Bears go out and beat the Cowboys. Like that, I think you're going to have a great time there.
You luxury have a good condo, time. I'm with you. Let's sign up for that fantasy. Let's do that. I agree with you. Let's do that. Let's double down. Uncle Cappy, are you paying for rent? Can I get on scholarship for it?
No, I got enough people on scholarship.
Are you sure? Yeah. I'll take a scholarship. Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. I could throw a little.
Yeah, that's a no shot.
All right.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Sean and Homer Glenn. Hey, Sean, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
It's really simple. The offense just has to pull its weight. Not likely that it will, but boil it down to that. The offense has to carry its weight, and the teams that they've beaten bad teams with the offense, and they barely put them away. Barely. So now we have an expectation that we're going to go play against the Cowboys and want them to pull out a win while we're leaning on the defense, as usual. Good luck.
I'm with you. The offense has got to do the job tonight. The defense has to be great. They do. They have to play to the level we know they can play at. And I want to see Khalil Mack wreaking havoc in the backfield or occupying two blockers so that Roquan Smith and Leonard Floyd and Eddie Goldman and Nick Williams and Roy Robertson Harris and Bilal Nichols and Nick Kwiatkowski. I want to see those guys playing great if Khalil is double and triple teamed. And if he's not, I want to see that Khalil Mack that is wreaking havoc in the backfield making plays. That's what I want to see. I know you do too. 312-332-3776. Every line is lit. So we're going to move shot, no shot to 11:25 so that we can stay with all your calls. What do you think the biggest key is for a Bears win tonight? How fired up are you for this game? 312-332-3776. All of your calls continue. Next.
You're listening to Cap and Company starring David Kaplan on ESPN 1000.
Pass is caught for the touchdown, Montgomery. And maybe it will be Chicago as the Bears jump on top by 3 with the extra point to come. And Trubisky all smiles as he takes his team down the field and into the end zone.
Cap and Company with David Kaplan on ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling on, 10:24 in the great city of Chicago. Every single line is lit. People are excited. A lot of Cowboy fans in town, too. Man, seeing all the jerseys going by, and lady had two big star earrings on.
You ever been to Dallas?
I have. My sister-in-law lives in Keller, Texas, right outside Dallas.
It's basically a big suburb on steroids. I don't blame them for coming to Chicago.
Right, come to a real city, do some shopping. Yeah, absolutely. Dallas is fine. And they can go back home tomorrow and say, well, we had a good time in Chicago. We got great pizza. We had hot dogs. We did some shopping for the family. And we got our ass kicked. 312-332-3776. Elmhurst Steve, he's next. Hi, Stevie. What's up, Sparky?
Yeah, good morning. First of all, to Bleck, you are not the only one who still has disdain for Jay Cutler. I can't stand the guy still. So you got company in that regard. But I just want to say in this game, the biggest key by far, in my opinion, is turnovers. Whoever wins the turnover battle, I believe will win this game. And the only fear I have is that against really good pressure, we haven't seen a lot of good results from Trubisky. So, you know, if he's going to prove me wrong and go out and play a clean game, I don't care. He doesn't need 300 yards. If he has 240 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, we win the game, I believe. The Bears would win the game. But if he goes out there and turns the ball over a couple of times and the Bears are unable to get turnovers, they're not going to win this game. And they got to stop the run is the second key. But the first key, win that turnover battle.
Completely agree. Cannot turn the football over. Hang on to the ball, catch the football, and don't throw the football to the other team. Steve, have a good time.
Take that.
Take that. Exactly right, Steve. See you, pal.
All right, happy holidays.
Hey, you too, kid. See you. 312-332-3776. Chris is next. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Cap. Hey, I just want to say I love the show. I listen to the podcast every day out here in Phoenix.
You're the best. Thanks.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. I don't know why, but I'm really excited for this game. You know, I really stopped believing in the Bears after the Oakland game. I just seen too many deficiencies, and it didn't look like they were getting fixed. But for some reason, like, it's Cowboy Week, and, like, I put my flag on my car. I got a couple friends. Like I said, I'm in Harvard, Illinois. I got a couple friends over there, Cowboys fans. I just want to see them just put it to these guys. I don't know why, but I've grown to hate them more than the Packers, and that's just me. I don't know.
Well,
thanks, Cap. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, nothing surpasses the Green Bay Packers for me. I don't ever want them to win, ever. And that's just how I was raised. That I was raised in a Bears house, and that's how my kids were raised. No, we don't root for the Green Bay Packers. We don't root for the St. Louis Cardinals. But Dallas is America's team, man, and they have planted that flag, and they get a lot of attention, and it would be really cool to beat them here. Were you at the game, Chris? I know you've been going for years. Were you at the game? God, I'm trying to think what year it would have been. It had to be when Josh McCown was the quarterback.
Yeah, the McCown game where they scored 42 points and it was like 8 degrees out?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in Mexico watching that game, and you were there, and it was brutally cold. But the Bears played great that night.
Well, yeah, Cap. I'm not a fair weather fan. I don't travel to Mexico when there's a hot Bears game. I go to the stadium, and I sit in my seat for all of them.
Yeah, I don't go to the games.
No, I know. Yeah, I was there. The Bears played well, and even the defense played well, even though there were a bunch of, like, no-name individuals on that defense.
Wasn't that the day that Ditka got his jersey retired?
Go Bears Day?
Yeah, that was Go Bears Day.
I don't know.
Yes,
it was
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Carmen and Yurko did a show from Ditka's downtown with the coach, and then he went down to Soldier Field to get his jersey retired, and it was freezing.
Let me guess.
Freezing.
McCown with 4 touchdowns in that game, I think, and I was thinking back to it. Remember the running back, Forte. You then had Alshon, Jeffrey, wide receiver, Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett. Those are better weapons than what the Bears have now.
Possibly.
Better offense.
Possibly. Josh McCown was really good that night.
Yeah, he was.
Really good.
Yeah, 42 points.
That's incredible. In 8-degree weather.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it?
That was cold.
Well, maybe we'll get it tonight. 312-332-3776. Remember last year, Chris, when I said to Danny they were getting ready to play Tampa and he was all over Mitch, and I said, yeah, well, maybe he'll put 48 points up and he'll quiet you down. And Danny's response was, yeah, he puts up 48 points, I'll cook breakfast for the station for a month.
Yeah, and then we got breakfast for 3 days?
That was Adam Delavitt, the boss, would not let me bring in the omelet station. I tried my hardest.
That was so awesome. When I'm watching that game, and I'm like, and I remember they had to, didn't they get to 45, and they made a field goal, I think, late. And I'm like, oh, God. If you make this field goal, I get 48 points, and I win my bet against Danny. And he kicked it. I called. He answered his phone, which he never does on the weekends. And he goes, yeah, 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 and he hung up on me.
I think just for you, he doesn't answer on the weekends.
Probably.
Were you full-throated in the living room?
I was full-throated.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'll be full-throated at Station 34 in Mount Prospect tonight. So if you're in the area, come by and say hi.
Dial it back a little. People eat there. Don't go too full-throated. Yeah, people are going to be eating.
I hope the establishment, the bar, is okay with you doing that there.
Being full-throated?
Yes, yeah.
I'll be full-throated.
Yeah, okay.
Ready to go.
Uh-huh.
I will be screaming my you-know-what off. So fired up for this. And I'll be really, really bummed if they don't win. 312-332-3776. Let's go Dominic on the west side. Hey, Dominic, what's going on, bud?
What's up, Cappy? How you guys doing? Listen, Cap, I'm calling for one thing. Yeah, you got to hear this. You might get a laugh out of this. What is that knothead? And I'm a Packer fan. What is that knothead calling up and saying about the Packer-Bear game? Dallas is playing the Bears. They're calling up. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm just going to say something. I think the Bears, if they could play their game, Dallas hasn't showed me nothing. And I will tell you one thing. As far as that following week, yeah, Green Bay's defense has gotten better. They're still getting torched. If they don't play better, Bears will beat them too. I'll tell you what, I'm still not convinced they're a 9-3 team. They're a good team, but I'm still not convinced. And I think you guys are going to take it to the Cowboys tonight. Much as I don't want to see that happen, I think you're going to, though. I think you're going to have a game tonight.
Dominic,
I think they'll be ready.
I love you, man.
I'll see you, buddy.
You're the best. See you. There's Dominic on the west side. 312-332-3776. Let's go to David, and he's in Milwaukee. Hey, David, welcome.
Hey, Cap, thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, man?
Good, doing great. Listen, I just wanted to be maybe the first person who's called today that is actually a defender of Mitch. I'll say it. I'm a truther. I'm a Mitch truther. Here's the thing. The Bears went 12-4 last season. I understand he wasn't the driving force behind that success. However, how did he play in the Eagles game? He played well enough to win. He was solid, certainly in that second half, and Parkey misses the field goal. This year, the first game, he was bad against the Packers. That being said, he didn't have a preseason at all, and that was an organizational mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to Denver. He makes the, first of all, the play calling in that game was totally conservative, not effective, but Trubisky, when the game was on the line, made the critical throw to Robinson to set up the game-winning field goal. The Chargers game. Mitch made the plays down the stretch in the clutch to set up Pinheiro to win the game. Nagy was, again, way too conservative, took a knee with over a minute left and a timeout. Pinheiro misses the kick. All right? The one game that he was truly brutal in was the Saints game, and that was the first game back from his injury. So, you know, everyone ripping on Trubisky left and right. The team, first of all, the defense hasn't been quite as good this year. The receivers lead the NFL in drops.
All right.
Trubisky.
Hang on a second. Danny wants to ask you a question.
David, yeah, I am not ahead. A Trubisky truther. I do think Trubisky is not a great quarterback, and I almost choked on my breakfast when I heard you say he played well in that Eagles game. How many points did the Bears score in that Eagles game?
I didn't say the Eagles game.
Yes,
I said
you did. Yes, you did. You said in the playoff game against the Eagles, he played good enough to win, but Cody Parkey missed a double doink.
Oh, you're talking about last season?
Yes. You brought it up.
I thought he was talking about this year's Eagles game.
No, he was talking about last year because he said Cody Parkey in the double doink, if you were listening. How many points did the Bears' vaunted offense score led by Mitch Trubisky in that playoff game?
15.
How many of those 15 were Mitch Trubisky responsible for?
Seven.
If I recall correctly, about 15 of them.
No, the answer is seven. Mitch led them on one touchdown drive, 7 points.
Okay, did he put them in position to win the game in the clutch? At the critical moments of the fourth quarter.
It doesn't matter if you put him in the position or not. You made a statement that he wasn't as bad as everybody thought. He is as bad as everybody thought. You could be a Mitch Trubisky truther. And God bless you, because we all know Mitch needs a few people in his corner. And I applaud you for standing by his side. But don't come on a 50,000-watt station and try to change the facts. The facts are Mitch isn't very good. The facts are until the last two games of this season, he has been, without a doubt, the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. And that includes guys by the name of Gardner Minshew. So let's be honest with what we have here. But keep supporting him.
I certainly will. And, you know, for as horrible as you think he is, in his second full season, or actually his first full season.
Oh, it's early. You're giving us the
NFL,
it's early. You're giving us the early. It's early argument.
Okay, I mean, but everyone rips him left and right. He's a consummate professional. All his teammates love him. He works his tail off. He's the anti-Jay Cutler. He actually galvanizes the locker room as a leader.
What does it matter if people love him, David? Everybody loves Chris Bleck. That doesn't mean I want him starting for the Bears under center. He's a great guy. That doesn't mean he's going to win football games. That means nothing to me. Aaron Rodgers, I have a feeling. I don't know this for a fact, but I have a feeling that Aaron Rodgers is a real piece of you-know-what. To most of the guys on that team, right?
Okay.
He just
wins games,
so I don't care.
You're right, but Aaron Rodgers is also the most talented thrower of the football
But now you're contradicting yourself because you're saying Mitch is
not
a good guy.
You brought up Aaron Rodgers. You brought up Aaron Rodgers.
All right, Tom Brady's yelling at everybody on the sidelines. God bless him. Yell at people. I don't care if Mitch is their best friend sweeping the sheds or he's getting in everybody's face. Just complete passes and win games.
But there's something to be said for leadership. And I think these guys rally around him.
He needs the TVs off at Hallis Hall.
He actually, Danny, in that room, guys like think he's a leader.
Okay.
They do.
He turned the TVs off. Let's turn the TVs off.
You know what? By the way, that was probably a thoughtless thing to say because of the media backlash. However, he's responded reasonably well to that, and everyone has been roasting him and barbecuing him. He's a kid who's learning. He's getting better. I think he turned a corner against the Lions. I think people need to give him a little bit more credit here. He's like enemy number one in Chicago, yet everyone has some sort of revisionist history thinking that Cutler was great. Cutler blew and cost us in so many games.
Whoa, you've gone too far.
David?
He was a wet blanket. Trubisky's a leader, and I think he will get better. And I support him as the Bears quarterback of the future. Say what you will. That's my take on
David,
it.
David, thank you, brother David. I want to let you know, David, I appreciated your call. And here on the Cap and Company show, we have officially named you president of the Mitch Trubisky fan club. Cap will be a vice president, but we would like to award you that honor.
My name is David Farby. I'm a former intern for Waddle and Sylvie. I will gladly hold that distinction as president of the Mitch Trubisky fan club. I'll stamp it on my wrist.
We love you, David. Thanks, man.
You too, Cap. Have a great day, guys.
Go
back.
Mitch, how you feeling?
It's good. I could not be here. That'd be easy for me.
Wow. Great leadership there. You know, while I was listening to Danny and David argue, I couldn't help to think that that was young Cap coming to the future to tell us about his past.
I'm with you.
Like, his name's David. He's saying all the same things Cap has been saying to us this entire season about the leadership in the room and the sweeping the sheds and all the nonsense that doesn't matter when it comes to actually playing good football.
Mm-hmm. Spoken like a guy who's never taken a snap, but whatever.
I'm totally with you.
How many snaps have you taken?
More than you have.
At quarterback?
Division three.
Quarterback. You play quarterback?
I did not play quarterback.
Okay, so you didn't take a snap. You watched a snap happen.
I did.
Well, exactly. So
do you have any pictures of you playing college football?
I do.
Can we see them?
Yeah.
Like all this stuff you share on social media, you taking a shower, your wife laying naked in bed, your dogs in their doggy bed, you buying celery in the store, all this stuff. You've never once shared a picture of you playing college football.
Yeah, I'll get you a picture.
Find that a little bit suspect.
I'll get you.
All right.
I totally get you. I'm with you.
I'm totally with you.
312-332-3776. Tracy Butler's going to give us the forecast for tonight. If you're going, if you're gambling on the game, if you need the weather for the weekend, she'll give us that and more of your calls because every line is lit. People want to talk. They're fired up. We'll take a fast time out. We'll be right back to ESPN.
America's team is in town for the big Thursday night game. And we've got an extra special Football Thursday Carmen and Yurko live broadcast.
We are headed to the Ultimate Sports Lodge. Waddle and Sylvie as well. Join us all today at Twin Peaks in Warrenville.
I love the scenic views, Carm. Plus, it's a massive football pregame.
The Football Friday Tour brought to you by Twin Peaks, Truly Hard Seltzer, Al Pamani Buick GMC, and Bet Indiana.
Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and Sylvie, today from noon to 6.
And please drink responsibly.
All right, welcome back. 10:45 in the great city of Chicago. Our studio just got a whole lot classier because Tracy Butler, ABC 7, and the weather person, the staff meteorologist of Kaplan Company is in the studio.
That's right. I'm so glad I have that title. Finally, I've worked so hard for it.
You got it. 100%.
Well, with a day like this.
You look angelic today.
Well, that's what Danny said when I came in, just because I wore pink.
Yeah.
So
like a light pink.
Yeah.
Angelic.
Yeah, I guess it's almost like it should be Easter coming around the corner or something.
I wish.
It's very spring-like.
If you were on top of your gig, it'd be about 70 degrees and it would be Easter.
Well, I know, but what do you expect me to do? Forward the calendar? I mean, come on. Look at this day. Tonight for football, you can't get to, although, you know, we had a record high of 68 degrees back in 2001 on this date. But seriously, for Thursday night football at Soldier Field in Chicago, this is just almost perfect.
What will the forecast be tonight in terms of temperature and wind chill?
Okay, so kickoff, 40 degrees. Mm-hmm. 40 degrees on a December evening. But the wind will be out of the southwest. So it doesn't look like it's going to be coming off the lake too much. So out of the southwest. But the wind chills will probably be between about 30 and 35. So plan on low 30s. That's the way it's really going to feel for folks out there. But no precipitation, so that's not going to be a factor in this game at all tonight. You'll see more cloud cover. You'll see additional cloud cover, but that's in it. It's not going to be bearing any rain nor snow.
Wow, so this should be a good night for the offenses to be able to make plays.
There you go.
How about it?
Yes, absolutely. So,
all right. How about our forecast for the rest of the week and weekend?
Okay, so tomorrow, mid-30s, because we do have a cold front coming through tonight. So highs in the mid-30s tomorrow. But next week, when you and Danny leave us, we may have highs in the teens, the middle of next week. Danny is complaining to me about, it could be 70, it could be 70. And we're going to have highs in the teens.
Actually, Tracy, I think you're misleading the audience. I said to you, I feel poorly that we're going to have warm weather while the listeners here in Chicago suffer through the cold, is how I said that to you.
Chris, did he say that? I do not think I heard that.
Danny, you said it in the Tracy way. The way Tracy said it is the way you said it.
Right. But what I really meant was I felt bad for everyone else.
70 degrees, oh, it's going to be so cold. And we're going to be, like, really cold here. That's how you said it. You really
will
did.
Will there be snow here next week while we're gone?
Well, here's the thing. It looks like Sunday night, we start with rain. And then it does look as though it could transition to some snow Monday and into Tuesday. Tuesday's highs, mid-20s, and then middle of next week, end of next week, we're looking at highs in the teens. But I have to tell you, for anybody that wants to get their holiday decorations out, next 3 days are almost ideal. I mean, tomorrow, it's fine, but it's going to be only in the mid-30s. We're looking at around 40 on Saturday. I think Sunday, if you need to get your decorating done, that's the best day because the rain will be late, and some areas may even hit 50 degrees here on Sunday.
Danny, I don't know what forecast Tracy's looking at, because what I see says 66 and mostly sunny on Monday, 69 and mostly sunny on Tuesday, sun through high clouds, 67 on Wednesday, 71 partly sunny on Thursday.
Wait a minute. What forecast?
We're going to be in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. That's your forecast out there. But it's going to be so cold. Now, when you get there on Sunday, because you get there on Sunday, correct?
Yes.
It may be raining when you get to San Diego on Sunday.
It says 25% chance of precipitation, mostly cloudy, 67.
And then after you get there,
bam,
you're going to be good to go.
How about that?
We're going to miss you. Right, Chris? Did I say that?
Yeah, I think, Tracy, we'll be fine, but yeah, we'll talk to you guys. That's what we're supposed to say. We'll miss you, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I think that's what we're supposed to say.
We'll be great here. We'll be fine back here.
Yeah, with we'll our hold peeps. Down the fort. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
There you go.
I'm excited to go to San Diego for the baseball winter meetings, but I'm more excited for tonight.
Well, tonight is going to be fantastic. I mean, really, you even look at the record low for today, which is 4 degrees. You know, we're not setting any records with what we have this evening, but technically these temperatures are above average for this time of year.
Now, John Idler just called down here.
He did.
He's the president of ABC 7.
Really? I had no idea.
And he said that he feels like you should watch the entire game tonight so that you can report on how the weather affected the outcome tomorrow morning when you're on the air.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I'll have to give his office a call and remind
and
him
I do
get up at 1:30.
From Emily Barr. She said, I know I'm retired, but Tracy definitely should watch the entire game.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know, in my fantasy team here, I got a player on both teams. I have two people playing tonight. Dak Prescott is our quarterback, and we have Tariq Cohen.
And, Cap, we're going to need Dak tonight, fantasy speaking. Right, Tracy?
Exactly.
I anticipate a 40-point night.
He's going to need to carry the team.
He's going to need to carry our whole entire team because we want to be in the playoffs. Playoffs? What playoffs? We're in the playoffs.
Playoffs? I just hope we can win another game.
Anyway,
all right, so that is the weather. By the way, do you have an early thought at Christmas?
So next week looks significantly below average, but after that, it does look like the trend is for above average temperatures to return at least the week before Christmas.
Really?
So that's yeah, really.
Nice.
And you'll be back here by then.
Yes. We're planning on it.
Oh, unless you move. And then Chris and I really will hold down the fort, right, Chris?
Oh yeah.
Danny and I are thinking about just maybe doing the rest of the month from California.
I'm thinking of doing the rest of my life from California.
Yeah. All right, Tracy, let's do it.
You don't want to go there. You do not want to move there.
Are you kidding? I don't ever need to see winter again. Like, you think I may, like, am playing it up? Like, if I never saw winter or gray skies again, I would not be upset.
It's so far. It's so far from all your friends and everybody. It's
We've
too
got
far.
This thing called airplanes and FaceTime and phones. The world is so much smaller today than it used to be.
It's not the same.
Well, of course. I couldn't, like, come over and hug Chris every day like we do now, but... The hugs would be more meaningful when we actually saw each other.
That's correct.
This is true.
Tracy, thank you.
Anytime, Cap. You know that.
You're the greatest.
All righty.
All right. There's Tracy Butler. Watch her every morning on ABC7 Weather. All right, let's go back to the phones. And let's see. We got all these lines. So much to choose from. How about Josh in Mantino? Hey, Josh. What's up, Sparky?
Hey, what's going on there, Slick?
How you doing?
I'll tell you that. That last call before the break, the Mitch Truther call, really exemplified so much of what I'm going with here. The key to the game tonight is playing good team football, because whether people want to admit it or not, the reason the Bears are in the situation they're in is they have been a bad football team. Mitch has played bad. The offensive line has played bad. The receivers have been bad. The play calling has been bad. The defense, at times, in big moments, has been bad. That's why they are where they are. And what really gets me is, I'm not a Mitch Truther. I'm not as far as that other guy. I still think he has the potential to be a good quarterback in the league, maybe. Not great, but maybe good. But the thing is, so many people have made up their minds that whenever something goes well for him, it's, oh, well, it was against a bad team, a crappy defense, so don't give him any credit for that. And that's when everything goes good for him, and when everything goes bad, it's because he's just terrible. I mean, you got to be fair. The guy has been bad, and when he's bad, call him out for it. But again, the reason they are where they are is the team has underperformed, coaching staff included, not just Trubisky, not just one position group. The team has been bad, and that's why even if they win tonight, I am still doubtful they're going to get into the playoffs, so I'd love to see it happen.
Hey, man, well said. Appreciate the call, bud. Have a good day. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, you guys too.
See you, buddy. 312-332-3776. It's going to be a good test tonight against a really good defense. We'll break that test down with more of your calls and Dan Wiederer of the Tribune, plus shot, no shot, all in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.